The News Show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners. If you would like to subscribe and support The News Show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions. Hi there, BTN News listeners. Welcome to your Wednesday edition. Whoa, we don't say that very often now, do we? Of the BTN News Show. It is the 10th of October, 2018. We're going to be getting caught up on the best googly news. Yep, it's a Google special coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Yes, as I'm sure we're all aware, Google had their lovely little event yesterday. And even though we already kind of knew where they were going to unveil, we're going to just wrap it all up today. We don't have to keep talking about it anymore. Though at least now with the products officially unveiled, we can tell you a little bit more details about them. Now, of course, we're going to start off with the phones. Yes, the Pixel 3 and the Pixel 3 XL. Although, it's pretty much what we expected. The Pixel 3 and Pixel 3 XL, yep, both produced by HTC. And yeah, they look a little bit like the previous generation models. The Pixel 3 has an OLED screen of 5.5 inches, while the Pixel 3 XL, its screen is 6.3 inches. Both devices got Qualcomm Snapdragon 845 system-on-chip processors. Plus, you got 4 GB of RAM, 64 GB of storage, or if you need 128, well, it's an option for you, too. At least now, though, we know what the things are going to cost. $799 or $899, that's the 3 or 3 XL for 64 gigs, or if you need 128, $899 or $999. You can start pre-ordering, well, as I'm talking right now. That is, if you live in the US, UK, Australia, Germany, Italy, Spain, Canada, India, Japan, Taiwan, France, Ireland, and Singapore. Now, moving on to that thing that just leaked, we thought, where did this thing come from? Yeah, I'm talking about the Pixel Slate. Yes, it seems that Google has pulled a Microsoft here, pretty much taking everything they learned from the Microsoft surfaces. But you won't find Windows running on this thing. No, it will be running Chrome OS. Now, we all know tablets are not really in fashion right now, but Google's hoping to change that, although they probably won't. And they're pitching the Pixel Slate as a premium device that could be for work or play. And you can very much tell it's for work or play by the pricing. It's a big damn gap. Cheapest ones are going to run you about $599. The most expensive one, $1,599. Yes, almost $1,600. That will all depend on what kind of chipset, storage, and memory configurations you want. And from on there, we move on to the hub. Yeah, it seems every company thinks they got to get in the hub business now, and now here comes Google. This one was probably the biggest surprise of all. We hadn't really seen much of anything about this. So, what is Google's Home Hub? Well, it's a 7-inch smart display with Google Assistant built in. You probably guessed that already. Instead of your home speaker now you're going to have a virtual interface to interact with so you can control your entire home. Hence the name. That means it's going to be able to interact with pretty much anything Google in your house. Just like with the other products announced, pre-orders are kicking off right now. It'll actually only cost you about $149. Hey, and speaking of those Chromecasts, even though they were already for sale at Best Buy, yeah, there is some new Chromecasts out there, and no, they don't look much different. Although at least now you're going to get 1080p streaming at 60 frames per second, and they promise they've upgraded the Wi-Fi antenna once again, supposedly with the faster 5 gigahertz performance. You'll be able to get the new Chromecasts in white or black, and will only set you back $35. Yep, still priced just right. Now, finishing off the hardware stuff was yet another thing that, yeah, we already knew. The Pixel Stand. And just like we already knew, it's going to charge and mount your Pixel phone in all its glory. Though Google is advertising it as a quick and easy way to interact with Google Assistant. Yeah. Come on, Google, it's a stand. A stand, yes, that you can pre-order already, and a stand, yes, that costs $79. Now, other things unveiled in the Google sphere yesterday was a whole new redesigned Google Home app, which you probably would have guessed would have happened with all the new crap they unveiled, and a new thing called Live Albums. That's actually a new addition to Google Photos. This is for all you people out there that like to share photos with friends and family. You'll be able to choose automatically to share photos to specific people as you take their photo too. And it will be cross-platform, meaning Live Albums will be available on Android, iOS, and of course, the web. So yeah, all in all, in a nutshell, that sums it up. You already knew it though, didn't you? Yeah, come on. If you've got a story and no one else is listening, send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. britishtechnetwork.com, powered by TSO Host. Get your web hosting through TSO Host. We love them. We think you'll love them, too. And at the checkout, after you get your hosting package, enter the code BTN30. Gonna save you 30% on your order. See, we love you here at BTN. We love to save you money, too. Check us out on Facebook and Instagram as well, British Tech Network, on Twitter at British Tech, and, of course, our lovely BTN community at our Slack room. We'd love for you to be a part of it. come join us if you haven't already. BritishTech.slack.com. That's the place to be. The new show will be back at your way on Friday. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next couple of days. But until then, happy hump day. Woohoo! We're halfway there. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.